Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That's clearly the area that they have to get figured out. Their run defense, they were able to run the ball wherever they wanted to. That is Tampa Bay and that Buffalo run defense. But I think Buffalo's learning that it's going to be a shootout team. In their three losses this year, they've scored 20 points or less. In all seven of their wins, they've scored 28 or more. Josh Allen, when you've got him at quarterback, he's got to put up the points because right now that run defense isn't stopping enough to be able to win those lower scoring games. But why not just put up 44 every week?
Bottom line, why not? That's what I would do. Why overthink it? J.J. Watt.
Who we both like?
Yes. I think I would say, we did talk about that on the postgame show. I like J.J. Or yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. I feel like I want to almost yell that from a mountaintop because we both have more, I think, problems with announcers than the average person.
Oh my gosh!
And
I hope so.
And we right.
I hope so.
And I think even there certainly are people that I like that I know you don't, and vice versa. Like this is a rare spot where we both came away from a game with I kind of like him. And I had been thinking that the couple of times earlier this year that I'd seen him and heard him, I thought, like, I think I like his perspective on this.
I've been, like, I don't even want to talk about it. I'm so ready to go in on a guy, but I've got reasons to not do it.
Okay.
And this is, like, sort of fresh in my mind, but no, who wants to listen to it? I mean, it's an unpopular opinion, I think, and... It's probably one of these guys you like that I don't.
Okay.
And just, I mean, I just feel like I'm listening to a harness race when he's announcing. And I think he's one of the most popular guys in the game. Let's go to Mo here. Hi, Mo. Mo?
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
No,
I just wanted to call about the Keon Coleman dancing thing. It's getting ridiculous. I hear people saying, you know, he looked like a fool. Well, guess what? I'm pretty sure they were dancing in Philly last year. They danced for 4 years in Kansas City. I mean, I feel like the micro analyzing of him has gone a little too far with just a kid dancing. I think it's just getting out of control. Thanks.
Okay. I'm happy to have a conversation about it because I did criticize him late in yesterday's show for that.
Was that it getting out of control, or has someone else said a word about it?
I have no idea, because I don't think anything that I said would be perceived or should be perceived as out of control. That it was pretty measured. Like, I didn't want to clobber him for it.
Can a fan... I don't even know if I agree with you. Can a fan not know the difference when it's a player who's just been benched? When this guy... He just hung up. When this guy calls to say, oh, they danced in Philadelphia, they danced in Kansas City, what's that, during their Super Bowl parade? Like, can anybody sort of think it through? And you want to tell me that there were players? I don't know if I agree with you, Bulldog, but can anybody just sort of have the conversation? Can this guy do that? Are there examples of players on the Chiefs and the Eagles who were, like, kind of publicly embarrassed that did the same thing? Because then we have a conversation. Then we could talk about
then
it.
Then it's a comparison.
But if it's just like, oh, other teams dance, it's out of control, what are you actually calling in to say?
Leave him alone.
Well, that's right.
Is what the guy
I don't even know if I care if I'm right, but leave him alone, you guys.
Seeing as it's come up again, I'll again. Coleman was videoed dancing on the sidelines during warmups before the game started. He's in street clothes and a parka, and I said yesterday, like, I don't need you to be in a corner saying a rosary, but I don't think it's a great look that you just got smacked to the extent that you're not even dressing for this game, and you're out here all jovial and dancing with your guys, and, like, you know, you can support them in other ways besides looking like you don't care that you just got benched. That's what it looked like. I'm sure he does care, but the perception, it just looked like a carefree kid. And he's a young dude, and he should have the opportunity to be carefree, but he's also being paid a lot of money to be a professional. And I just, if I'm Sean McDermott and I just benched you, I don't know. Maybe this is a gross overreaction. I might bench you again just for that. Like, I just embarrassed you publicly, and I think you're embarrassing me by standing here on the sideline dancing. In this context, I just don't think it was appropriate. I think it's an indication that this is a person who does not understand where the guardrails are. Is all. So I don't know. Does this mean I'm hating on him? Because I'm rooting for the kid to figure it out.
It doesn't mean you're hating on him, because I know you're not. But it is going, and you don't need to be told this, because 9 out of 10 of these kinds of things, I think you're on the other side. And I mean that as a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds maybe a little bit like you don't understand young players, black players, perhaps it will sound to some. There's no correlation. If the Bills weren't good, this has happened many times over the years to us. Like, if the Bills aren't good, and you take a thing, I had Stevie Johnson, right?
That's what I just thought of.
You're just like, right? You're sort of annoyed by somebody who can't read the room, and there's some question about their professionalism. Their maturity is a better word. Their maturity.
Yeah.
And they do something that looks like it might be an example of immaturity, and, you know, go Bills, like, oh, that can't be right. And this, I can consider this offensive because you don't know the guy. And no matter how many different ways you're going to bend over backwards to try to, like, make sure everybody hears you say, oh, he sounds like a great kid and all these things. It doesn't matter, because when I just say almost rhetorically, like, what is this guy really saying? And you're saying he's just get off Coleman, and that's right. And there's really no necessarily any intelligent thought put into it. It's just like, he's on my team, shut up.
Yeah, and that's not going to work for me.
No, it doesn't. Right. It does not work for me.
Yeah. So, look, you don't have to agree, and I'm glad you don't agree. And I don't think I'm any of the things that I could be perceived as. I'm confident that I'm not. But I, you know, all of that, I just think it was a bad look. That's all. So, I don't know. It's not like we led the show with it yesterday. It was, you know, one of the last things I said.
Or today. It came up at all.
So, yeah. There might be a whole nother thing out there in the...
There often is.
In the universe that, you know, I'm not aware of. I mean, I'm following on social media. That's where I saw the video. But I haven't clicked on it and followed a thread of comments, because why would I want to make my eyes bleed?
I have... Right. I didn't ever see a video on social media or even a comment about it. I just saw it on the broadcast. They showed it on the broadcast.
Oh, really? I didn't even know
that. I think
so. Yeah. I didn't know that.
I think so. I think that's the only place I've even seen it, and then you talked about it yesterday.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe that means it's out of control, or maybe, I mean, we're not the only show on the station. Yeah, maybe for 7 hours straight. Maybe the same. Maybe Brian Duff was talking about it, for all I know.
It might be a bigger deal than even I. Yeah, which will make me regret having brought it up. If it is. Because if it is something like that, then I might have wanted to avoid
I just hate the hit and run.
Subject.
I hate the hit and run. Oh, Kansas City dance, I'll hang up and listen. What does that mean? Did somebody get benched and then flaunt it in front of, or that's even what Coleman did. That's really not exactly what Coleman did.
No.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, anyway. I don't.
Big fan of the show.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. Right.
Here's Bruce next. Hi, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. This Keon thing, you know, this team is focused on winning and hopefully winning a Super Bowl. And for him to be a continuous distraction, I'm putting it mildly, and making them focus on him and taking away from
Are you not putting it too strongly?
Yeah, I would want to put it mildly. I don't know. Go ahead.
It's a sense of entitlement, and he really doesn't know that they're trying to help him, and it's sad to watch.
I'm not sure we know any of that.
Well, from what it looks like, yeah, that's what I see.
Okay.
But that's all I have to say, guys.
Right.
This is what I think the last guy thinks you sounded like.
Right. It's a distraction to put it just mildly. No, it's maybe
it's
just...
It's really not.
I mean, it might be a distraction. It might... Nobody over there might even care. Like, there might be like three guys on the team that even noticed it. So I don't know how much of a distraction it was. It didn't land well on me when I saw it. That's all. That's all I'm speaking for. I'm not speaking of the distraction he is or not is within the team. But I think, you know, his being disciplined multiple times now in not even two full seasons, three times that we know of, that can be a distraction. Sure. I think a prominent player being benched can be a distraction. So, but I don't know that mildly is.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah.
There's just no talking about this, you know, in the middle.
Yeah. How prominent is he? I mean, he was counted on to be a key contributor in their passing game.
I had it in my notes yesterday. I never got to it. Something like, it is kind of a big story. He's the first pick of the second round. He might have going into the season been the player they thought was their most important wide receiver. But it didn't turn out that way. Like, if he was, it was only by default. Like, it didn't really turn out that way. I had it in my notes yesterday. How big a deal really does this need to be?
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Got a guy that catches two or three passes a week. And you've got other guys that catch two or three passes a week, and you replace them with one of those other guys. Or somebody, I mean, Davis, right, who you're hoping is, and he went 3 for 40, which is kind of like a Coleman line.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
With a drop in the end zone, too.
Yeah, it cost me $560 US. I would have won that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying. I don't know how big a football story Coleman not playing needs to be. I thought this on Sunday when they had just gotten off the field from this roller coaster game. A lot of good things happen, not all good. And a few questions for McDermott right away were about Coleman. There needed to be one or two. Like, why did you do it? What happened? Like, I would like to think I would have asked that question. But then he got a couple more about Keon, and I almost expected McDermott to be like, all right, I answered that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the guys who were on the field. Let's talk about the game. That's what I'm supposed to be here for. And he was a little bit edgy at one point during that, but he didn't go that far. He didn't sort of like wall
lash
off
out. Right, right.
Coleman stuff. I don't know how big a deal it needs to be. If he doesn't play, we know this about almost everybody on every team, when they don't play, the point spread doesn't care. You know, like if you knew that it would be Davis instead of Coleman the rest of the season, would anything about how you think the season would go change in either direction?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it would for me.
But there is, it's more... It's definitely not so. I mean, impact on the field was a net positive by a lot. I mean, they exploded in their passing game in a way that we have been dying for them to explode in. And not that Coleman's presence is a direct corollary to like why it hasn't necessarily, but the coincidence is ill times for him and for a coach and or an organization who might want to put him back in to give him another chance to like try to make it right. But You to me, I wouldn't want to mess around with that lineup right now because you just had this great day. And like, what do coaches usually want to avoid? They want to do what's right. They want to do what they believe in. And sometimes that is swayed by how is this going to look if I do X and Y happens, right? X in this case being I put Keon Coleman back in and we throw for 180 yards in Houston or worse, like last year. Or whatever, against a tough defensive team. Like, it just might not be a good spot. It's not exactly a soft landing to bring the guy back in off of last week. And I think that probably plays into it to some extent. So I don't know, man. It is symbolically a team that has been struggling to move the ball through the air with the MVP playing quarterback. Benched him and they went off.
See what happens Thursday night. Short week. Bills at Texans. 16 players today on the Bills injury report. We'll talk about it with Sal Capaccio at 4. Ross Tucker moves to 5 today. C.J. Stroud will not play for Houston. Davis Mills will start. I think it's his third straight game. Or is it his second, and he just played most of the one in which Stroud got hurt? One or the other. He's been there for the Texans. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here with Sal at 4. This is WGR.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.